Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Chatting with Sherry. Today we're going to talk with Mitchell Levy. He's called the AHA guy, and he's got the AHA That platform. And it's about writing and being creative and all kinds of good stuff. Hi, welcome to the show, Mitchell.
Sherry, so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. For my audience, I have a lot of writers. Why don't you tell a little bit about yourself and your background and how this came to be? But remember, it's only a 30-minute show.
So, let's see, either talk fast or include a small piece. I've done so many fun things in my life, and let me give the end result, and then you could poke in a little bit. So I'm just going to rattle off a litany of junk, of things that I've done, but then we'll talk about why I'm doing this today. So I've sat on the board of a public company. I've started 20 different companies in Silicon Valley. I have 4 different book publishing companies that we run now. We've published over 800 titles. I have written 58 books. A number of them are international bestsellers, and more blah, blah, blah on me. Now, let's step back and why am I really doing this? As a publisher, it is, you know, you've got to work with people and in their lives and help them. And typically we do nonfiction books. My goal when I work with an author is that the author is using this asset called a book to help their lives be better, i.e. more speaking, more consulting, more business, more product sales, more recognition as an expert of who they are. That's what I'm interested in. And the most frustrating thing, and this is both for the author but also for the publisher, is when an author spends a ton of time writing their book, and then they get lucky enough to find a publisher, and so let's say this is us, and then after they get the publisher, they don't do anything else, and they expect, because their content is so amazing, that the book will sell itself. That doesn't work today, and it's frustrating when authors write books and they have expectations that the publisher is going to help them or somebody else is going to help them or divine intervention will come in. And they spend all this time writing a book and they don't get the results they want and they get frustrated with themselves, not just with the publisher or somebody else, but with themselves. So that was really one of the key problems I wanted to solve. And so I've got this platform for those that are interested. It's called ahathat.com. And I say it solves the author's dilemma. I should probably say it solves the business author's dilemma because it does 3 things. 1, it allows people to write books quickly. 2, it allows those that have written books to get those books shared socially. And 3, it has allowed many of our authors to close business. So when I say quickly, we've had 300 authors write their books in 8 hours or less. The books are social media-enabled ebooks so that they are instantly shareable on social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+. And as a result of being an author, many of our authors have closed more business. And so I'm kind of excited. If somebody could write a book in 8 hours first, it's only 8 hours, Sherry, right? So, you know, if you get excited about a topic, you could be done this weekend. You know, we've got everything going on in the middle of the week. So on the weekend, you sit down on the Saturday, you could be done with your writing. And then the question I'm going to ask you as a business person is, what are you writing your book for? And the best answer that somebody could say is, well, I've got these prospects and they have this problem. And I want to be able to get more business. And so what you do is you write your book that talks about the problem that you're solving for your prospects. Because once you're the author of the book, it's who gets the business, the author, right? So that's kind of an interesting summary of who I am and why I'm doing what I'm doing now.
Interesting. Well, I write fiction and I've written a memoir, so I know a little bit about it. And one of the things that I know is it's it's hard to write a book, but it's harder to promote a book. So basically what you're helping is authors to promote, correct?
I don't want to say that directly. So yes, with a caveat, right? So first of all, let's say that if you're looking at a book success, 90% of a book success happens after the writing is done.
Mm-hmm.
So for many people, that's a shock. Okay. So when we're talking about a book that takes only 8 hours to write, a book in our platform is comprised of what you're really doing in when you're writing a book in the Aha That platform is you're writing the speed reading version of your book, because a book is comprised of 140 bite-sized quotes. So you're focused on the primary topics. You're focused on the areas that capture people's attention. Matter of fact, I was encouraged to write a book, which I now have, which is the book is called Hey, Did You Aha That? And it's a book which talks about why one should write an aha book. My favorite quote in the book is one that I want to say, and I'll give you the URL for the book for anyone who wants to get to it. My favorite quote in the book is, we live in a 7-second soundbite economy, so make it count.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's hard to argue with that. It's like, yeah, you're right. As a matter of fact, maybe it's 4 seconds, right? Or maybe it's 12, right? But we live in an area that if you don't capture somebody's attention immediately, they go away. Well, an aha book is 140 opportunities to capture somebody's attention. So to answer your question, are we helping authors market? Well, we're helping authors figure out a better way to market themselves, right? If you put together 140 catchphrases, each one of those has an opportunity to capture somebody's attention. And any one of those could include a URL that point to, you know, your social media sites, you know, whether or not you're pointing to videos or blog posts or top of funnel content. Any one of those are out there. And the fact that you can share this content socially, more importantly, your fan base. So every author gets a customized URL. The book I was telling you about, Hey, Did You Aha That? That URL is aha.pub/aha. So if you go to aha.pub/aha, you can now read, now you could spend 10 minutes and read the entire book. Or if you read 3 or 4 of the aha messages to me, I'm thinking that's enough to capture your attention and to have you want to learn more. And as you're reading my book, I include URLs that point back to how to write the book and how to do the authoring process.
I'm really more curious how you write a book in 8 hours. It's not that easy a process. So what is the process for writing in 8 hours if you want a cohesive and intelligent book?
Exactly. Good question. It starts with, let me give you another URL. It's Aha That is the primary website, ahathat.com/author. Is when you click there, you get to, we have an 8-step process, and that's what the 300 authors have followed. And Sherry, what I'll do is I'll tell you about the first 3 steps, and we won't go through all 8 steps because, you know, we could use a half hour for that, but I'll spend 3 to 4 minutes talking about the first 3 steps. The first step's the most important. In step one of the 8-step process, remember, this is ahathat.com/author. In step one, we have a Word document, and that Word document basically has 4 questions in it. It's the questions you'd expect. What's your name? What's your bio? What is the title of the book? Give me a 1-paragraph summary of the book. Question number one is the most important question, and the question is, the way it's written is, who is your reader, and how will they benefit from reading the book? The real question is, who is your prospect and what problem are you solving? So if you create a book that focuses on the prospects you're going after and who it is that you want to talk to, and you at least are focused in that area, It's going to be a book that allows you to get, you know, to get your brand out to those people you want to reach. So step two is a single page PDF. And I've written over 50,000 aha messages, or curated over 50,000 aha messages. So step number two is a one page PDF on best practices. So if you want to learn how to write a good aha message, or probably a better way to think about it, you want to learn how to write a good social media message that captures somebody's attention, go and pick up the single page PDF on step two. There's no, we just let you go there and pick it up. And then step three is an Excel spreadsheet. And the Excel spreadsheet keeps track of the character count, and that's where you put in your aha messages. So if you've answered the question, who's your prospect, who are you going after, or who's the reader and how will they benefit from the book, and you've spent the 5 minutes reading the how best to write an aha message, you now have a spreadsheet to put your content in. And that's where people are actually doing the writing. And typically, I've got a couple authors who do it in 2 to 3 hours. So of my 300, I have two authors that did it in 2 hours and one that did it in three. Now, the guy who did it in three sort of cheated. It was funny. It was a 73-year-old guy. And a guy by the name of Ron Ross. And talked to Ron one day. And he says, Mitchell, I don't know if I get it. Don't know if it really works for me. Next day, he calls me up. He goes, Mitchell, I wrote my book. It took me 3 hours. I go, Ron, really, tell me about it. Apparently, when he was younger, he used to teach the Evelyn Wood speed reading courses. And for those that don't know what those are, it's the how do you read a traditional 30, 40, 100,000-word book? How do you read it quickly? And what he did is he had written a book that was about, I think, 15 or 20,000 words long. He had written that book. He had published it. He said, I did a Evelyn Wood speed reading on the book I wrote, and that is what my aha book is. So he basically went into a book he already wrote, pulled out the relevant quotes, created a couple others, and that's what he did to create his book. And I found that really fascinating. But for most of us mere mortals, it still takes about 8 hours to sit down. If you're focused on a topic area and it's something you've done before or know a little bit about, or you have presentations on, or what I often do, and you might like this, Sherry, 2 hours of recorded content. So if you took 2 hours of your interviews of people you talked to who had similar content that they were talking about, you could pull a aha book out of those 2 hours, because that's about, you know, every half hour, somewhere between 30 to 50 aha messages are shared.
But what I don't understand is is the books they're doing just quotes? I mean, I don't understand how you're crafting a book a bunch of quotes. Right. It doesn't make much sense to me.
I should have started with a definition. An aha book, the way it's defined, is comprised of 140 bite-sized quotes. So I should have started with that definition. Apologize about that.
That's okay.
So if you look at it by quotes. It is craft. Well, quotes aren't necessarily the right word, because it doesn't actually have to be something that has been spoken before or sit somewhere else. Think of it as 140 bite-sized messages, and a bite-sized message being something that is Twitter size, 140 characters or less.
Okay.
When we put the book in the Aha That platform, there it is simply the 140 Aha messages. When we turn the book, and we have a number of our clients who sort of want to turn the book from an aha book into a Kindle or a PDF or into physical books. By the way, the coolest thing in the world is to write your book in a weekend and then have it turned into a physical book. When you're doing a physical book, then you have the ability to add more content. And typically we have front and back matter. in physical books, we typically, you wouldn't just have 140 quotes. You'd want to break them into sections. And at the beginning of each section, we let the authors choose the images they want at the beginning of the section, and they get to write a summary of the section. So we've had authors add a lot of content, you know, either introductions at the beginning of the book or other pieces of content that go at the beginning or end of the book, and then every section summary. Lots of people just do it tweet size, but we've had people write 1,000 words for each of their section summaries. So you can add content to the physical books, but the AHA book itself is just 140 AHA messages.
So an AHA book is basically a booklet, then. It's not like a book you'd buy at a store.
Well, an AHA book itself, here's the thing, I guess we hadn't talked about it. An AHA book is free to use, free to share. So for those people who are looking for content today to share on social media, we already have 40,000 quotes, AHA messages that one could share today for free. So you just go to ahathat.com, you could register, it's free to register, or just use the platform, and there's 40,000 quotes you can share on social media. And what happens is when you share a quote, you're sharing the quote, the attribution of the author is given to every quote. So if you share somebody else's quote, you're sharing their content in a way that they're seeing that you're sharing their content. So they benefit, their audience benefits, and you get to grow your audience as well. We also have 700,000 users of the platform, and they're looking for content. So for people who share an AHA book or share content from the AHA book or write an AHA book, there are people who are looking for content to share. And so you get to not just tell your fan base that you have a book, but you get to actually have a growing fan base because people are looking for their content to share. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out who is this, like, more of a business style book? Like, I know it's nonfiction, but it wouldn't be like a memoir. It would be more like an how-to book would be more appropriate for your site. Is that correct?
How-tos are absolutely more appropriate. We've done, so for instance, last year, actually a probably a better example, we have an author who's written 30 books that are all bestsellers, a couple of New York Times bestsellers. She wanted to give back to her fan base. So she created a count. Normally books are 140 quotes, AHA books are 140 quotes. She created a calendar, so she took 365 photos from her library and put quotes associated with each photo, and she created a calendar for her fan base. And so there, that I don't. That's not really a how-to. That was sort of a, hey, if you're part of our, you're part of the fan base, you should enjoy this. And it's photos of her and things she's been doing and quotes from her. So I guess how-to works well. For a memoir, memoirs could be done. We haven't done a memoir that I know of yet. Memoirs could be done because any one of the – it would just be a different memoir than normal because any one of the quotes can include a URL. That URL could be a YouTube video or something else with more detail. So it'd be an interesting – I certainly would like to try that sometime. It'd be an interesting, right? Particularly if you're interviewing somebody, you can grab 5-minute clips and string together a series of 5-minute clips. That'd be kind of an interesting way to do a memoir. But from what I understand, I don't think we've done that yet.
Okay. All right. Now, when these books are published and you have them on your platform and people have access, what is the next step? I mean, is this like, if someone is trying to reach a specific fan base, do they have their own section on your platform that they send people to it so they can see their quotes and stuff?
Yes. Well, every author gets their own customized URL. So it's you get your own book. So A good example. I was standing in front of a group of consultants. I think it was like 25 or 30. And I basically said, listen, I want to run an experiment. It was a Friday afternoon. I basically said, I'd like to have somebody raise their hand to write a book tomorrow. And if you write the book on Saturday, I guarantee that we'll publish it on Sunday or else you'll get your money back. And we'll still publish it. And so I had a woman by the name of Kevin Kreitman. She had a PhD in organizational development. And she wrote her book on Saturday. We published it on Sunday. And what she did is she then sent an email to her mailing list, which included the URL to her book. And 10 days later, she picked up a five-figure consulting contract. The contract wasn't because it was somebody new that we introduced her to or the platform introduced her to. It was because as an expert, she had written a book and she told her audience about it. And somebody in her audience said, oh, Kevin, I could use Kevin, and ended up hiring her. So I think it's once somebody's written the book, whether it's just an aha book, if it's just an aha book, then it's really their response. Either our audience will stumble upon it and find it, or it's up to the author to let people come there. When we turn it into a Kindle book, a PDF, or into physical books, then we just use one of our publishing companies and we publish that. So if it's on Kindle, so first thing out, somebody could write an aha book, and then instead of just paying to publish for the aha book, they could have it published on Kindle and PDF. Once we do that, then we use the KDP, the Kindle Direct Program tools and techniques to help get the brand out there. And what I thought I should say is the author always owns 100% of the copyright. So the content is not ever owned by the publisher. It's owned by the author. And although aha books, they can't make money because the platform is free to use, free to share. Once we publish on Kindle or if we publish it in a physical book and distribute it through the book channel, then the author makes 51% of profit. So the goal is to really make sure, you know, anyone who writes, it's your content, you make the bulk share of profit. Our job is to help you market you.
Okay. My next question is basically, are you going to be doing anything, live events or any kind of teleconference or online events that you'd like people to know about?
Oh, I'm always doing live events. So I'm on the radio a couple times a week. I will be in Canoga Park, which I think is in the L.A. area, next week. For those that are interested, you can go to our URL, SedonaMarketingRetreats.com. So just like it sounds, Sedona, S-E-D-O-N-A, marketingretreats.com/book. And it's a two-day retreat on the July 14th and 15th where at the end of the second day, anyone at the retreat will not only have written their aha book, but they'll have a marketing plan on how to market it. So that's Sedona Marketing Retreat.
Canoga Park is in L.A. I grew up in L.A., so it's in the San Fernando Valley. I know it very well.
Got it. So I thought so. That's, otherwise, I wouldn't bring it up. Otherwise, you know, you could always reach me, connect with me on social. I try to make sure that our events are out there. Or go to ahathat.com, and if you sign up for an account, we'll do a monthly email with things that are going on, things that are happening. I'd say for anyone who wants to make sure they become a recognized brand or an expert in their space, having a book that talks about whatever that space is or having multiple books talking about the space you're in is one of the ways to do that. And that would be and if it only takes you 8 hours to write a book, it's a great way to help brand yourself because you're the author of the book.
Sounds good. The time flew. Thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Great to be around, guys. Feel free to connect to me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. If it's Facebook, just let me know why, because we have such a limited number of people we can accept on Facebook. And look forward to seeing you on social. Hopefully, you could use the AHA platform today to start sharing content at no cost. So please do.
Great. Thank you, Mitchell. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. Have a great rest of the day. Take care.
Thank you. And thank you for chatting with Sherry.